Listen to our KFUO podcast on iTunes and our website at KFUO.org. Listen on the go with your MP3 players, iPods, or smartphones. Worldwide KFUO at KFUO.org, the messenger of good news.
Coming up on 746 at Listener Supported Worldwide KFUO, it's his time on a Thursday morning. Buzz Ulrich helping Andy Bates head through this morning as he's heading over to Kansas City and will be broadcasting from the Rural Small Town Mission Conference going on in the Kansas City area. You'll hear live broadcast there here tomorrow morning from there on Worldwide KFUO. But as it is Thursday, it's time for our weekly get-together with Lutheran Senior Services, and Jane Wilkie is on the line this morning. Good morning.
Good morning to you, Buzz, and good morning to all the listeners.
Well, it has been an interesting fall so far. Things have been, relatively busy.
Well, they have been relatively busy. The temperatures have been mild. Everyone, I think, is outside. But all of that may end. As you and I were chatting just a little bit ago, here in Minnesota, at least, we finally have most of the leaves off the trees. I have one tree in our front yard, an orange-colored maple that's holding on. But, you know, I think maybe everybody's kind of ready to have that seasonal change and maybe things will slow down just a little bit. I don't know. But I do know that we have a great thing coming up. What I wanted to share with the listeners today, at least those in the St. Louis area, is that there is a health fair coming up at Merrimack Bluffs. Merrimack Bluffs, for those of you who don't know, is one of our continuing care retirement communities. We call them senior living communities. Merrimack Bluffs is one of four of our senior living communities that have all levels of care in one place here in the St. Louis area. And at Merrimack Bluffs on Tuesday, November 10th, so that's this coming Tuesday, November 10th, from 10 o'clock a.m. to 2 o'clock p.m., there is going to be a health fair hosted by Lutheran Senior Services at Merrimack Bluffs. And it's open to the public. It's not just for the residents and families who are part of the Merrimack Bluffs family. It is open to anyone who would like to come. And they've got a lot of great exhibitors that are going to be there. I have a flyer here I'm looking at that says that Anthem, that's part of Blue Cross Blue Shield, Comfort Shoe Specialists, Chiropractic Care through a place called Committed to Health Chiropractic Center. Someone from Costco is going to be there, Deco Dental, iMed, Getting Weller Institute, Gold's Gym, a company called It Works, and then there's Juice Plus and Oberweis Dairy, St. Luke's Hospital, Walgreens, and Weight Watchers, and there are free blood pressure and glucose screening for anyone that would like to take advantage of that. And so Merrimack Bluffs, for those of you who may not know, is in the St. Louis area, probably in what we call Baldwin. And to get to Merrimack Bluffs, the actual address is number 1 Merrimack Bluffs Drive. And it is located, if you were to go on 141 and just north of 44, there's a stoplight at Vance Road. If you go west on Vance, about 2 miles, it will turn into Sulphur Springs Drive. And just at the corner where it turns into Sulphur Springs, there you'll see up the hill Merrimack Bluffs Drive. And if you look up, you'll be able to see our beautiful community up there on the bluff. And the health fair is going to be held in the Merrimack Bluffs Chapel, 10 to 2, Tuesday, November 10th. And if anyone does have questions, they can call Margaret at 636-923-2356. Let me repeat that, 636-923-2356. A great way to monitor and kind of keep track of our health. And you could go too, Buzz, if you wanted to. Sneak away from work and go to the health fair.
Give them the times on that again, though.
10 to 2.
Tuesday,
November 10th. 10 o'clock a.m. to 2 o'clock p.m. at the Merrimack Bluffs Chapel. Questions 636-923-2356.
You know, it's actually going to be kind of a strange thing for me to say this, but it's entirely possible I could go on Tuesday. I'm on vacation next week.
Well, there you go. You get your glucose screening done. You get your blood pressure checked. You go through the vendor booths and you find out all kinds of things. And also get to Merrimack Bluffs and see what it looks like. Take a peek at Merrimack Bluffs.
Actually, you know, I've been to Merrimack Bluffs a couple of times and I really enjoy what I've seen there.
Yes. Each of our senior living communities is different. And the location at Merrimack Bluffs, up on the bluffs overlooking Merrimack River, is really a unique location. For those who are a longtime St. Louis people, I understand that many people may remember it, that property, as a property that belonged to Ameren years ago. And so there's a little log cabin on the property, and it's used for meetings and other things. It's really a lovely setting.
And it's not that far from where the radio station is, too.
If
people come to the International Center, it's not very long a drive to get there from here. What I normally do if I'm going out that direction, we're right here by Big Bend and Kirkwood Road, and I take Big Bend and then, let's see here, I'm always trying to remember what I'm turning onto. I guess it's Forest Avenue. And then take Forest turns into Vance Road.
Straight.
Yep.
Absolutely. That's the way, actually, that I go to. If you're at Big Bend and Doherty Ferry, right where Doherty Ferry becomes Forest Avenue, you're exactly right. And if you just turn there, you go straight, you will go right to Merrimack Bluffs.
Yeah. And so it's very convenient if you're anywhere near the interstate, 270 and 44, you can get there in really not much time at all.
Mm-hmm. And also wanted to, of course, because next week the health fair is November 10th, but of course Wednesday, November 11th is Veterans Day. So I just did want to give a shout out to so many of our residents at Lutheran Senior Services are veterans. Some are veterans of World War II. Some are veterans of the Korean War, the Vietnam War. And so we are at several of our senior living communities throughout the entire Lutheran Senior Services system are going to be honoring our veterans next week. And we have such great stories when you, you know, I really urge anyone who has time to chat and would love to become a volunteer, to volunteer at one of our communities, get to know our veterans, and hear some of those fantastic stories. What I did, Buzz, too, is I was kind of curious. I really never, ever thought about the origin of Veterans Day. And so I discovered something. I knew it had to do with Armistice Day. So I knew it had to do with World War I when the fighting ceased on Armistice Day. But what I did not realize is that the armistice went into effect at the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month. And so that was in 1918, and that's why then a year later, President Woodrow Wilson proclaimed November 11th as Armistice Day. And then later, in 1938, it was made a legal holiday by President Eisenhower. But I didn't realize that the cessation of fighting happened at the 11th hour on the 11th day of the 11th month. So that's my new trivia to share with everyone today.
That's pretty good. Now, I guess I may have heard that story in the past, but it always is good to hear it again because, you know, the memory doesn't stay sometimes.
Absolutely. And, you know, and as I mentioned, we have so many veterans who are members of our residents in our communities. They are men and women both, who are residents not only in our senior living communities, but also in our affordable housing apartment sites. We lift them up, we honor them. And also, I would just want us to think about all of the veterans in our lives. There are many veterans that are around us each and every day. I noticed a commercial the other evening, for the first time, it's maybe been around, but a movement of shining green lights so that maybe a green porch light or a green light somewhere. So a veteran, wherever that veteran is, who sees that green light, knows that the thanks and the honor is there for them. And I think that's such an important thing today as well, that we just lift up and honor and take a moment on Veterans Day to remember the sacrifice that many of our veterans have given. Some have given that sacrifice in their life, but so many of our veterans obviously give the sacrifice of leaving family to be deployed overseas, of losing the people that they've worked with and they fought beside, the dedication of the many years of serving that veterans put in. And so I wanted to end today with a devotional thought that is actually a prayer for veterans. It's a prayer for Veterans Day, and I'd like to share it. It is not written by me. It does not have the author actually listed, but I wanted to be able to let everyone know these aren't my words, but I do believe they are a beautiful prayer. Almighty God, you are our creator and sustainer. You are our light and our fortress. You are our wisdom and our strength. Lord, you moved upon men and women to establish this great nation. You stirred them to hope and dream for a land of freedom. We praise you for this great nation. Lord, you have inspired many of our best and brightest to volunteer to proudly stand and defend our beloved country. You have given us brave and loyal men and women who have steadfastly served in their chosen branch of the military. We gather on Veterans Day to remember our military personnel. We acknowledge that their service enables us to walk as free men and women in this great land. Lord, we seek to honor your sons and daughters who have served or who are serving our country. We are reminded that because of their service, we can live in safety. We ask that you abundantly bless those who have previously served. May their service time be rewarded in every way. May they gain earthly and heavenly blessings from their unselfish love of country. Lord, we stop now and remember those who are currently serving. We ask that you provide them with your protection, your strength, and your peace. We ask that you would abundantly provide for all their needs. We ask that you would enable them to overcome every personal and professional obstacle. And we ask that you would protect their families from hurt and harm. May each of our veterans feel honored, not just on Veterans Day, but every day. Father, we also give special recognition to our wounded warriors. We realize that many of our heroes are dealing with physical and emotional wounds that occurred as a result of their time of service to our country. We ask that they would be given the best treatments available and that you would add your blessings to all the efforts given to them to help them. We ask, Lord, that you would show them miracles as they seek to gain health, stability, and wholeness. We pray all of these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you so much, Jane Wilkie, for your time and the devotion.
You are very welcome, and blessings to you, Buzz, and to all the listeners this day.
Lutheran Senior Services can be found online, lssliving.org. And again, that event at Merrimack Bluffs is Tuesday from 10 to 2. And Margaret is at 636-923-2356. Study of the Daily Lectionary coming up after news on Worldwide KFUO on His Time.